Once again, the Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
By the way, Sean, happy birthday, brother. Wanted to wish you that.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Well, I'll be damned.
Justin's back. He survived. Fun times today on the Sweet Spot in at 258 B-Ham.
Thanks, dude. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you a man who refuses to be made into a Dill Earn motto.
I thought it would be Hamiroquai.
I thought about that one. Okay. Or virtual Hamity. Save it for tomorrow.
Thank you, Ham. And don't be weird. I will now say hello to the hardline, Bob, Corby, Dave. And as Mino said, I was not...
Bob Corby.
In a bad industrial sausage accident, wherever you had me doing yesterday.
That's weird. That's the message I got.
And I had already bought...
He was like the snake eating its tail, where like... sausage of himself was going into his mouth.
I'm so good.
That's what the Ticket text message said.
Yeah, we got a Dan Bennett email describing that very thing. And the elevators. And
are they working yet?
I don't know.
Text Monty to 22126 to watch the video.
You'll never believe what Monty looks like.
Would you, if we knew that that's how he went out and he was... feeding on himself as he's slowly being dragged into a meat grinder.
Is it being sausageified?
Would you watch?
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah.
To pay homage.
Why is he smiling?
He's so happy.
Died doing what he loves.
God, this is so good.
Can't believe how much sausage is here.
We'd all meet in the conference room and watch it together.
Mark that.
It would be a real sausage fest.
It would be.
Can't quit.
I feel like I'm dying, but I gotta keep eating.
But I'm also nourished. Tasty.
Today is Thursday, August 20th, the 232nd day of 2026. 133 days are left in the year. National Bacon Lovers Day, Mrs. Griner.
Right here.
Instead of bacon bits. Very sexy.
I was good to talk about bacon.
It's hard for me to accept any other breakfast meat into my life because I love bacon so much.
Really?
What if it was a Monty
sausage?
Monty breakfast sausage.
Just anytime you're getting a meat on the side or you're getting a meat in a sandwich or in a burrito.
You always go bacon, huh?
Like 99% of the time.
Interesting.
Yes. Well, today's for you then, Dave.
Thank you.
It's also International Hawaiian Pizza Day.
Eh.
So if you like pineapple on there.
Yeah, no.
Congrats.
No, don't. Why?
If the moment calls for it.
I don't get it.
I don't hate it, but I never choose it.
I'll cut up little clementines on mine.
Sometimes you gotta eat some pineapple so that...
Hey, baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Get some pineapple.
Look, let's do a science experiment.
God, baby, I can't quit eating this pineapple.
Okay, kids, for the slumber party. Hawaiian pizza for everybody.
What?
What?
Kids? What is happening over here?
It's a Corby's
house.
That
took a turn.
What's your happiness?
Layla, it is happening.
I'm out.
Mr. Dave is weird.
I asked for a glass of water.
And he brought 40 pineapples.
There's just so much pineapple stuff.
And he's wearing a pineapple hat.
And wait, why now is the kid drinking the pineapple? I'm out. I'm out on the whole thing.
Oh my goodness.
On this date in the year 1858, Charles Darwin's theory of evolution was first published.
Hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
They're like, let's just hear him out. Maybe he's on to something here.
Leave the Golf Channel lady alone, Corby.
God, I hope she's pregnant.
She is pregnant.
Why is Sean giving the pregnancy slander here?
Classic Sean.
Thumbs up.
He's the pregnancy guy.
How far along is she?
4 months, probably.
Can you just tell them?
Is she glowing?
The way glow? More than that.
Yeah. Can the glow tell you how far she has to go?
She looks like she joined Kelly McGillis.
But I only have outbursts when it's in Ojai.
The hue.
Because if anybody's pregnant in Ohio, I'm surprised. So
right. And you're all messed up. Mountains yeah. are out there.
Yeah, yeah. Corby, good story. Is that lady pregnant over there?
Pretty much.
Jonna Daly.
Damn it, Dale.
Really?
The aftermath was funny.
I didn't do it.
On this date in the year 1920, the American Professional Football Conference was established by representatives of four football teams. 2 years later, it would be renamed the National Football League.
Hell yeah.
Mm. Ever
top
heard
that.
Of it?
Hockey.
Here, take your dollar.
Think that's what they were saying?
Was hockey... I guess hockey was a thing around in 1920,
yeah,
right?
They built the first Star Center in 1920.
Hockey?
Down right. in Duncanville.
In the year 1986... Postal employee Patrick Henry Sherrill went on a deadly rampage at a post office in Edmond, Oklahoma, shooting 14 fellow workers to death before taking his own life.
He gave them liberty. First.
That, of course, where we get the phrase going postal from.
Really?
Yeah, Sean. I'm learning something new every day, wow. bud. How about that?
It's good to learn, wow. right?
Yeah.
When's the last time somebody did go postal?
I don't know, but knock on wood. It's bad juju you're throwing out there.
Well, it just feels like all
okay.
Postal
all right.
is very well adjusted okay. these days. Thanks to email lessening the load, right?
Yeah, now they just die of heat stroke.
Boy, I saw our postal worker walking through the neighborhood the other day. I'm like, you poor SOB.
Did you invite
Where's
him in?
Your car?
You turned your AC yeah. up a little bit more.
You did, can't come in here.
Did you beer him?
I should have. Beer him.
You put the Ferrari in sixth gear and drove by.
You know what? I'm going to beer you,
smoke
mailman.
Flying out.
You can sit Throw in my hot after. Tub.
Who needs water? Here's a yellow belly.
In the year 1989.
You got some champagne.
The Menendez brothers.
So,
sorry, all I've got is Prosecco.
Lyle and Eric.
You like charcuterie?
Murder their parents.
And then to fend off the cops, go on a wild spending spree traveling the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they were so sad.
Going to watch John Starks.
The rest of the story.
Here's Garrett Mitchell.
In the year 2012, after nearly 80 years in existence, Georgia's Augusta National Golf Club invited former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to become one of its first female members.
Black girl, right? Tell you what, she got a lot of stuff like that, and then she got on the college football playoff committee.
Yeah, because two birds, one stone.
Head coach of the Browns.
Yeah.
And then the president of Augusta National went out by the old lake and shot himself to death.
Right. Right on Amen's corner.
Amen. Let's show it some respect. Respect.
Respect. Not quite a touching eulogy there.
Yeah. He was supposed to be part of that foursome. He said,
bury me next to you, Ivana.
R-E-S-P-R-E-C-T.
R-E-S-P-R-C-T.
P1 birthdays today. Dearest Monty, hero of the hardest wood, please wish my buddy Alberto a happy 55th birthday. Out of respect to Jaden Daniels, he will only use 4 candles on his cake. Leaders are the Crazy Prospector, DJ Ringenberg, and Didier Drogba. It's an eclectic trio there. Looking
really
forward
to that.
He's looking forward to Chelsea handing Fulham an L on Monday to give Corby a proper EPL introduction.
We'll see. We're going undefeated. I got a birthday, Monty.
Well, I'm not done with this one.
Oh.
Didier Drogba doesn't live there anymore, bud.
It would make his day if he could hear a Line 4 guy joke, Grazie, from Jason. I don't even know if he's here.
Oh, I'm not sure if I have one. Mom goes to pick up her son at school, said, "What did you do at school today, son?" He said, "I had sex with my teacher." Well, that got her very upset. She sent him right to his room, and when his father came home, she said she told him what happened, and the father kind of had a sly grin on his face.
And he walked over to the bedroom and goes, son, what happened at school today? And his son said, I had sex with my teacher. Well, he said, well, I'm proud of you, son. I'm going to go get you that bike you've been waiting for. And if you want, you can ride it home. He says, no, thanks, Dad. My butt's still sore.
Oh, my God.
Dad forgot to ask an important question.
Yeah. Number one.
Oh, Dad.
You assumed too much.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute.
So we missed a birthday yesterday. I was going to do it during the show, and it just didn't fit.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
You did one job.
Well, it was...
Wait a minute.
It was day of
Gary,
late
disgusting.
Email. Happy birthday to P1 Day 1 Andy Barbosa, who is 50 year old. His leaders are Norm and Skittles.
Andy Barbosa.
The rapper. And he would like to hear Norm's Appreciate Ya Pal drop or Skittles' timeless classic, I Pray.
Yo.
That is from P1 Matt Barbosa of the Fighting Barbosa Clan.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hello, Captain Flamingo. I'd like to wish my friend Christine Waller a very happy birthday. Again, that's Christine. Her leader is Gandhi.
Oh.
She wants to know if maybe he can wish her a happy birthday. Thank you from Dave.
But wait, was it Gandhi before Dave got here? Like, has she always been like a Gandhi person? Or has Dave influenced her?
Well, we need to listen to the rest of Skittles first before I can wish Christine a happy birthday.
So here we go.
I pray that one day the lost will be found and they will be brought to you so you can forgive them for their sins. I pray that one day I can come before your eyes and see what lies ahead, because I pray that one day no one will be lost because Jesus paid the cost for all
like
of us.
Joel,
I don't know about the Jesus part.
I pray that one day all hands will be raised and no one will be left out, because I pray that one day the truth
gosh,
will
be. Okay, does sound like Joe much.
I can't.
We gotta get to the hook.
To your kingdom, O Lord. Every night, every day, I will pray, and I will pray.
What are we doing?
Peace will come.
What a disservice to Christian music this is.
Yo, 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 is this the party? Very, very happy birthday to you, Christine from Gandhi.
Thank you, Gandhi.
Thank you, Gandhi, yeah. You're a man.
Gandhi.
Greetings,
Mike
Monty.
Mike Gundy.
Are you Mike Gundy?
Today is P1 Justin's
36th
birthday.
I am a man. I am 40.
You certainly are.
P1 Justin is 36. Leaders are Simple Corby, Drunk Go Raiders Guy, and Arsenal's EPL Championship, in parentheses, Suck It Bob.
Hey.
Birthday request, hey. Simple Corby's take on data centers. If not, a Bob Knight interview crash out will suffice. Keep doing what you're doing and chase that money.
Simple Corby is anti-data, pro-water.
There you go.
Without water, everybody would be thirsty.
Like my mailman.
If you're thirsty, you can't concentrate enough on the data.
That's right, Simple Corby. Good job.
There's too much data. How do I water my mailman?
Has that sentence ever been issued before? Ever in
I
the history of mankind?
It was in,
too much data. I can't water my mailman.
Darwin's
sentence score Gami.
Turning 95 today, would have been dead on Dead or Alive, Don King.
Yes, I thought he died like 20 years ago.
Still kicking.
That's incredible.
Promoting Jake Paul. Todd Helton, 53.
Colorado Rockies.
Turning 35 today, it's Yoki Paka time. Yerky Yoki Paka.
Okay. Wow. Where's he playing these days? Let's bring him back.
Is he a Connor McDavid line mate?
I'm going to say no.
Yoki Paka.
Mitch Trubisky, 32. Connie Chung is 80.
It's Yoki Paka time!
Who is she married to?
Maury Povich.
That's right.
Is he still alive?
Is he
alive?
Dead?
No, he's doing great.
So we could totally go after Connie Chung right now.
Oh, yeah.
Are all the Bears fans that told us the Bears were back because they had Mitch Trubisky, are they... Did they have to, ever have to walk that back, or did they just move to Caleb?
They just moved on.
Or just moved to Justin Fields. Yeah. Then they moved to Caleb.
Would you go by Corby Chung?
Snake Chung?
Yeah, because it's natural for me as an Asian.
No, I would change my name to Wang.
Turning 78
if I
today.
Could marry Connie Chung, I would go by Corby Wang Chung.
Turning 78 today, Robert Plant.
God.
I'm in the mood for a melody. I'm in the mood for a melody.
That is the hard line's own, Robert Plant.
Backdoor man.
Singing about immigration.
The second most nervous I've ever been interviewing a human.
Did you buddy him?
Ted Lehman?
Chubby Checker?
Leave Teddy Lehman alone.
Did you squeeze his lemon?
No.
He squeezed yours?
No. Al Roker, 72.
Brother.
Fred Durst.
I would have guessed Al Roker was 90. He has been in our orbit since the 80s.
Not with that little thumb stomach he's got.
Longer than that. Please. Yeah.
Fred Durst, 56. Ki Hui Kwan, 55. A.K.A. Short Round.
Oh.
Shorty.
Legend.
And anything, everywhere, all the time,
it
right now.
It kind of bummed me out that they hadn't seen each other since... Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, like until the Oscars 4 years ago. I just thought they hung out all the time and solved crime and went all over like Pakistan and stuff, hanging out.
Pakistan?
Well, wasn't that where that Temple of Doom was? India.
Never let him in.
Whatever.
He was also in Loki. He was good in Loki.
Amy Adams, 52.
Nobody was good in Loki.
Amy Adams. Shut up.
Let's go.
Loki's great. Brother of Thor. Andrew Garfield, 43.
Brother from another
Demi
mother.
Lovato, 34.
Okay.
She likes her drugs.
Yeah, sure.
Born on this day, now dead.
What do you think?
She got hot again.
The 23rd President of the United States, Benjamin Harrison.
Benji.
Gary Bertier of the Titans.
Oh, no.
Born on this day, now dead. Isaac Hayes.
Chef.
Three.
And born on this day, now dead. Dimebag Daryl.
Oh, no.
Donovan.
Three. Down the State Still Dead. Brent Hines of Mastodon.
They shot him into the ceiling and it burned down the whole bar.
And Down the State Still Dead in 2017, Jerry Lewis of the Telethons.
And you're done.
Shut it down!
Well, I'll be...
Don't play it.
Damn.
Bye, Justin.
Bye, David.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, powered by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.
Please, God, we need a win.
We do, we do.
Ticket fun times during fight night at the Bomb Factory.
Look at my inner butterbean, baby.
How are you going to take him down tonight?
Just a quick one, too.
Just a quick one, too. Did you hear that?
Challengers were defeated.
And a left cross and a right cross from Razor Ramon. He's working the body now. This is what America wanted.
Incredible.
This is boxing.
Let's do this all again next year. Brought to you by Low T Center, Macho Self Storage, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.